News Talk Sunday.
Now, many of you on the north side of Dublin will know the man who I'm going to talk to next, and you'll also know his company, but also the people of Cork may or will are now knowing the company as well, and that's Bobby Ely, who is the founder and chief executive of Mana Aero, and he's here to talk to me about the whole world of drone delivery. Bobby, you're very welcome, first of all.
Thanks for having me, it's great.
You've been mainly coming to the studio for quite a while, talking about Dublin, and various parts of Dublin.
Yeah.
But your new development is you've moved into Cork in recent times. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that expansion before we get into the whole the ins and outs of whether it's a good business model and all that.
Up Cork. I was actually on the Matt Cooper show and he was given out to me, him being a Corkonian, for why didn't we start in Cork? Look, it's always been our ambition to scale across Ireland first, to make Ireland the number one drone delivery country in the world for various reasons. And Cork's an obvious next step for us, but we do plan to be all over the country, and just Cork is just so convenient. It's such a well laid out city, such really positive feedback from various stakeholders, the council, the local vendors, everything in between. Yeah, so we're welcome there and we're looking forward to it.
So what stage are you at that point? Many deliveries and what is being delivered and all the rest?
We just started flying last Thursday out of the Marina Market, which is this big, huge warehouse on the docks with about 60 or 70 small businesses inside it. It's a wonderful space. And we started to fly. We're just testing, really. We're demoing. We're letting people come up. People come up with their children, whatever, to look at the drones. We have the drones on display. Everyone can ask us questions. And really, it's about seeing, look, let's give it a go, see what it's like. Do people like it? Do businesses like it? Do all the local stakeholders like it? And then proceed cautiously, as they say. But we'd fully expect it to be a huge success there. There's no reason not to. I mean, the success in Dublin 15 speaks for itself.
So is your business plan, not your but the company's business plan, to go, Cork, Galway, or is it trying to become national? Is Northern Ireland on the agenda? A different regulatory system, obviously, but what's the business plan looking like from your point of view?
Pretty much anyone that lives in a suburb in the country should have drone delivery over the next 24 months in Ireland. Northern Ireland's outside of our bounds because it falls under the UK regulatory regime and Brexit's put them years behind. But everywhere else, I mean, every large town and city should be rightfully getting the same quality of delivery services that Dublin has. Why not?
So what permissions do you need each time you go into a new area, or is it nationally given to you? Do you need to go to each local authority and get a separate permission from them, or is it the Irish Aviation Regulator gives it to you for all of Ireland? Just how does that all work?
A few layers to it, right? So we have an aviation license to fly anywhere in Europe, anywhere in the EU plus a few other countries. So that allows us to fly anywhere we want. Then you need access to the airspace. So the airspace is very complex. You have to avoid airports, runways, all that kind of stuff. So that involves a bit of work with the navigation provider. In the case of Ireland, it's AirNav Ireland. Great conversation with them. We work very closely with them. And recently in Cork, we created what's called a geo zone, which is a way of allocating airspace below 500 feet. So that's just part of the process. And then the next part is we need the community's buy-in. We speak to local government, the councils, whatever councils are involved, the local TDs, we get everyone behind it, right? And then it goes to the smaller stakeholder, the small business, the local charity, the Gardaí, the search and rescue, all of those, because we're going to be flying over their heads. We're going to be flying, busy flights. So we're a part of the community. So it's even though we have permission to fly and we have airspace access, you still need to be doing a lot of stakeholder engagement and working with the locals so that they're brought into it slowly. Because not everyone knows what drone delivery is. Just because, I'm in tech and everyone that's young, by the way, already knows about it and wants it. But there's lots of other people that have concerns, they have questions, all sorts of stuff. So we have to proceed cautiously and carefully and bring everyone on board.
Okay, now let's get into the Dublin stuff. You did 250,000 drone deliveries, including 60,000 flights in Dublin 15 since commencing operations there 2 years ago, correct?
That's 65,000.
Or 65,000, right. Probably won't go up
this afternoon. The number keeps going up.
It's moving, right?
Yeah.
Some people think it's great. Other people have fiercely resisted it. Some people think it's an invasion of their privacy. Other people think they're too noisy. Yeah. Some people think they come too low. Where are we on the sort of the Dublin North situation? I mean, are you still facing active opposition? You're going to be saying it's all great, everything's calmed down.
No, I call it the way it is. Look, the numbers speak for themselves. The volume of deliveries is one thing. 65,000 deliveries would kind of indicate it's popular. And it isn't one person getting those deliveries. It's actually, nearly everyone. 62% of the households in Dublin 15 are users of the service. So that's the first data point. Next data point is, since we moved to a higher altitude, because we were restricted to 45 metres altitude, which brought us very close to people's houses when we're flying over, we're now at 80 metres. We have newer propulsion system, much quieter. So noise was definitely, you know, something that people objected to.
Can you get it even quieter? Or is that...
Yeah, we will. Oh, 100%. We'll go up to 100 metres. All of that requires a lot of engagement with the airspace regulator, the air nav. So it's not... We can't just arbitrarily decide to go higher. We have to coordinate with all the other airspace users. But we'll go up to 100. We actually have more, what we call a weight loss reduction program in the aircraft. Making the aircraft lighter actually makes it even more quiet. But the other numbers, most importantly, in the last 3 months since we put the new propulsion in, we've had about 10 complaints in 3 months out of 150,000 people.
And were they complaints to do with noise, or what were the complaints about?
Look, some people just don't like the idea of flying robots, right? And that I completely understand and I respect, right?
Because you do have cameras on board.
We have one little camera on board. It's got less information, less resolution than Google Maps has, far less, by the way. And we only switch it on for 15 seconds at the house we're delivering to make sure that there's nobody underneath the aircraft. A little kid runs out, because they do it all the time.
Right? But a lot of people will say, that's you, Bobby, you're a great fella and all that, and we trust you. What about the future of the technology, where other companies come in who do have cameras and are breaching our privacy and running a camera over their back garden?
They wouldn't be allowed.
Paddling pool. So
they wouldn't be allowed. GDPR will stop. We'll prevent, like, luckily in Europe we have very strong laws on privacy, and you wouldn't be allowed to do it. You wouldn't be allowed to record or see anything, and there's nobody.
But who's going to police that, though? All these cameras flying backward and forward, the data controllers. I mean, there's no way the Data Protection Commissioner can go and pull all.
Actually, the regulator would, the aviation regulator,
well,
and the
data. It's a lot of work.
We're a licensed airline, effectively. We get audited twice a year by both the Irish Aviation Authority and the European Aviation Safety Authority. And everything on our aircraft is audited and inspected and approved. And it's taken us 5 years.
So you're saying, in terms of objections, one group of people... So let's break down the objections. So one group is, I just don't want these things near my house for privacy, and they don't like it, right? That's one group. The other group is the noise people who are saying it's too noisy. Would they be? Is that the kind of the two main sources?
And then a small group
who just don't like you.
Well, that's definitely the case. 50% of people hate me, and the other 50%, I'm not sure. So what I would say is that there's some number of people, about 100 in total. Like, we have, by the way, a petition of 6,000 signatures in Dublin 15 that want us to expand the service. And over 1,100 people wrote to local councillors on our behalf to request that the councillors support us. So this has an overwhelming level of support generally in the community. And we've 60 small businesses there that we power. That's 60 businesses that we're absolutely turbocharging their ability to
succeed.
What are
the deliveries at this stage? Just give us the top three items.
It's kind of spread now. I said my favourite one is Gleeson's Butchers. People just ordering their general needs from the butchers. But it's food, right? It's food.
Food mainly. Because I thought pharmacy was going to be the big growth.
You know, everyone thinks that. Like,
that hasn't quite happened yet.
No, we have pharmacy. Okay. But like, people vote with their feet, right? We can't tell people what they should order. We deliver newspapers, books, hardware store, pharmacy. In Cork, we're doing Meals on Wheels. So that's a charity that we do, where we haven't started, we're going to start it soon, where we're just delivering, you know, meals. And that's like shepherd's pies. So don't think of us as a fast food delivery company. We're just a delivery company for the community. Whatever you need to move around and avoid traffic, dangerous motorbikes on the road, dangerous cars on the road, and bypass the traffic problems and have no CO2 for a community, that's good, right? It turbocharges small businesses, and it takes cars and motorbikes off the road. That's the way to look at it. So if you had that... And we've done hospital deliveries as well, by the way. So hospitals to labs, those types of things, critical things. All we are is a very efficient way of moving things around communities. And that means we're good for business.
Two other questions. One person wants to know, because we want to get into the industry. How did you start in drones?
I'm a software guy. I've been writing software my whole life. 40 years writing code, starting video games. Drones and the technology around them, essentially it's a mobile phone, right? A drone is a mobile phone, all the same, GPU, CPU, memory. It's an incredibly interesting space, as is most tech, and I couldn't imagine being in any other industry right now. It's just so exciting. It's a $1 trillion industry, 8 billion deliveries a year that are being done with motorbikes and cars that we can fix.
The other peculiar part of it is, you're the drone company I hear most about. Presumably you have some competitors, or do you?
There's two other companies, I don't know if you know them. There's one called Amazon and one called Google.
Well, yes, I've heard of them. But I mean, domestic competitors, none.
No, there's none. There's none. Like, we invest in Ireland not far off $100 million building the system. This is not trivial.
But our Deliveroo and all the rest of them go to say, hang on a second, why has that guy got all that?
We work with them. So we power Just Eat, we power Deliveroo. So if you go to Just Eat or Deliveroo, you order your stuff in Dublin 15, you're going to get a drone delivery option. So this is difficult. We're building an airline, we're building an airport, we're building an aircraft manufacturer, and then we're building a marketplace. This is as hard as it could be. So it's thin air, right? It's really us, Google and Amazon at this game. And we're behind Google slightly. By the way, Google did an operation in Dundrum in Dublin recently, and we're ahead of that. We're actually beating Amazon. We do more deliveries a week than Amazon have ever done with their business. Mm. So the small Irish company kicking ass on the global stage. And
would you ever sell to Amazon?
No, well, sorry, I've sold businesses before. So
yeah, they might just say, get rid of this guy, buy him out.
They have enough money they could do themselves, but they haven't done a good job at it. No, like there's no reason why we shouldn't be the number one drone delivery business in the United States, in the UAE, all over Europe.
And when your drones leave the warehouse and they take a certain route, obviously, as you've said yourself, they're passing over gardens and certain people's property. If a number of people continue, and you know, lots of them would be saying this, I don't want it going over my property, are you sort of going to have to change your routes, and that adds costs and makes delivery times longer and so on? So is that where we're going to end up coming, where it's not going to go over certain residential housing, but then it's going to follow the public road, presumably? Which
yeah.
is not, it's kind of almost, you're losing an advantage, which is you were more as the crow flies, right? So it's
funny, you wouldn't do that. That sometimes gets suggested. You wouldn't follow the roads, because then what about all the people that live along the roads? You're channeling everything over them. No, actually, the real answer is there's a couple of things. Short term, if someone doesn't want us to fly over their house, we just don't fly over their house.
It's easy. How do they make that?
On our website. They just come and give us our air code and that's it, done.
Okay.
We've about 80 houses now, 90 houses that we have that in Dublin 15. And it doesn't take us any time and it doesn't affect the operation at all.
But if enough of them do, it would affect your operation. If there's whole chunks you can't go past, that's a problem.
But it hasn't, though. Like we're over 2 years now in Dublin 15, 65,000 deliveries, and it's not an issue. The other thing is we're already very, very quiet. We really are. Now, when we get even more quiet, it's just going to become less and less of an issue. It's only
when you say quiet, you mean as in people who are
the aircraft.
Yeah,
the aircraft, because like technology's improving, we're investing, so the aircraft will get better and better. We'll fly higher and higher. And people, there's an initial thing about this. It's such a different thing. It's so unusual. And someone comes out of their house and their neighbor's getting a delivery and all the kids are out screaming and shouting and taking films and everything. And it's all, so much excitement. And then the person next door says, what the hell's going on? You know, I played football on my street when I was a kid, and there was always one house you'd kick the football into and you wouldn't get it back. Those people still exist.
Are you trying to say your objectors are the grumpy person on the road?
No, it's people that aren't used to such, you know, dramatic change, right? And it's normal to have a loud motorbike with a dangerous delivery driver flying past your house. Okay. That's normal.
So when I come into my back garden, do I control any of that airspace, like up to a certain level, or do I control none of it? That's like, where do you guys come in, is what I'm trying to get a sense of.
If you're getting a delivery?
No, just generally. Like, when I go to my back garden, do I control anything of what's above my head at all?
Grey area, I would say. Yeah. But so what we do is, look, if you don't want us to fly over your back garden, we won't.
Yeah.
Just let us know. You go to our website, you don't even need to talk to us. There's a form on our website. But we don't get very much of that, to be clear.
We've done
operations in Balbriggan, in Oranmore, in Moneygall, and we never once got a request to do that.
Okay, I'll give you some texters. They want to know how much, what is the maximum weight a drone can carry? So what
4 kilos.
Are the bulky items you can...
4 kilos, yes. Yeah.
What does that mean? Like what kind
4
of
kilos?
Stuff? Yeah, what would that allow you to do?
I'll put it a different way. More than 95% of our orders are less than 1.9 kilos. So it's buckets, right? We can carry 5 pizzas or we can carry 4 large T-bone steaks.
Yes.
It's more than enough. 6 pints of Guinness.
That does bring it across.
It's more than enough.
5 pizzas and 6 pints of Guinness sounds like a serious house party. Lots of people saying that there is still noise pollution with these drones, no matter what he says.
Yeah, they're right. I mean, it's not silent. I mean, it makes a noise, but it makes less noise than an electric car does going by on the road. And that's a fact. The University of Maynooth did a full report on our drones in the area where we fly. And you can see we're actually less noisy than an electric car going past. And we use 1/8 of this, we produce 1/8 of the CO2 end to end of that same electric car. So it's just far better for the environment. The environment is important. We have birds flying around our base the whole time and they're just looking at the drones, don't care. We fit in. We really do.
I suppose drones as a kind of a lifestyle habit or a pastime and all is huge as well. So there's a lot of people that are flying, not just you. You're not the only ones up there, is my point. What's going to happen in terms of, this may not be connected to you at all, but the second half of this year when we are expected things to get a bit tense with around the airport and the port, do you think you guys could end up caught up on that whole thing?
That's actually a good thing because it requires the state to invest in something called U-Space. U-Space is a technology that the EU has designed to allow very complex operations in the airspace. So it handles military, police, search and rescue and commercial like us and critical stuff. So U-Space and the minister produced a national drone framework a few months ago for Ireland that talks about U-Space and implements U-Space. Having this defensive issue and you know, heading up the European or getting the European presidency will accelerate that. I hope will accelerate government efforts in that regard. And we'd really look forward to it.
So you don't think you'll be excluded from extra parts of the airspace during that whole 6 months?
We're literally leading the way in defining those standards in Europe. My company is active in working with the European regulator on those very standards. We're a very big proponent of it.
Can you stop these Russian drones? Can the Irish Defence Force
don't make me start talking about Russia.
Okay, listen, very interesting business. We'll see where it goes over the next year. Good luck in Cork. We'll see what the people down there make of it all. Only started since last Thursday. Bobby Healy is the CEO, as I said, of Manna Drone. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Bobby, this weekend.
News Talk Sunday.